Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction. I'm so glad you've joined me for the weekday podcast on today's episode 1355. It's hard to believe, isn't it? But on this episode, I want to talk about getting it all together. Listen to what the gospel writer Luke says in chapter 11, verse 9. Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. You know what? You can move into an entirely new way of life. I mean, truly, you can radically adjust your life and you can get it all together with a God-fashioned life, a life renewed from the inside and working itself into your conduct. Now, notice that I didn't say that this is all on you, because as you begin to change from the inside and you allow God, if you will, to power wash your soul, basically what he calls sanctification, then you begin working yourself into proper conduct as God accurately reproduces his character in you. How beautiful is that, right? If you're wondering where to read that, go to Ephesians chapter 4 and start in verse 20. You know, we can all be remade into brand new people and get it all together and find what some modern day soothsayers would call our true self. But God is not going to force that upon us. He loves us too much and gives us the free will to choose. He really wants us to come and ask him and listen to him and learn from him and work and walk with him. He wants us to do so continually and consistently. He wants us to do that because he's not going to reveal those truth selves all in one. He's not going to say, here you are, and you haven't done anything including desiring my will for your life, so poof, you've got it all together. To get it all together, let him teach and guide and reveal. What's he going to reveal? Identity, interrelatively, in a progression, in a process that builds on one thing after another throughout our lives as he continues to refine us and shape us more into his image. How this actually happens is probably going to be different for each of us. We're all brand new creations, according to how Paul wrote in his second letter to the church in Corinth. But friend, we are also extraordinarily unique creations. That means there is a unique and special way you're to get it all together and remain together. So when God gives us something just for us, when he allows us to discover something just for us, we have to treat those things with extraordinary care. We can't allow them to be lost or forgotten in the rush and the busyness of life. We have to collect them and revisit them and stay connected to them as we get it all together, so we can always have the best, most complete, wonderful picture in life possible of who we truly are and who we're really meant to become. We're to become more like Christ. My friend, I want to ask you, recall when you just knew he was speaking to you, or maybe somebody pointed something true out about you, or the story of a particular person in the Bible stood out from all the rest, or you believe that God might be showing you something. Collect and compile those things and begin to write them down, and you'll begin to protect and preserve them so you can return to them over and over and over and over again as you determine that you want to get it all together. Let me remind you of the scripture this week. Encourage one another and build each other up. I love that. One of the greatest ways that you can stay moving toward all God desires you to be is to encourage one another. So don't let negative self-speak and don't let bad moods and feelings get in the way, because friend, listen, you can get it all together by simply choosing to become more like Jesus. And when we do that, It's not going to be easy. We'll need to be encouraged, and we'll need to be encouraging. So I trust you've enjoyed our time together on the weekday podcast today, and that you'll have a great weekend ahead of you. Don't forget that this Easter, we have services that are going to be outdoors at 7 a.m. for sunrise service, at 10 a.m. for a huge community service, and 5 p.m. in our worship center. God bless you, friend. Go in peace.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.